Hey guys, what's up? It's Cindy and Colin.
Hey guys.
So you are listening to the pilot episode of the Founders Journal. You might be asking yourself, what is the Founders Journal? Good cue. So story time. Colin and I go to college together. We're friends and we were hanging out with a bunch of our buddies and he came up to me and he was like, Sid, like I have this idea, like let's create a book together. And I was like, what the heck, like that, like I just like was not even a thought in my mind to ever create a book, let alone who would read a book by Cindy Briggs and Colin Mulligan, and what would it even be about?
Yeah, so I totally got shut down, and I sure hope I got shot down, if that's what I sound like, yo guys, how's it going? Like, I hope you shot me down. So feeling bad about my idea, I was like, wow, no one's ever told me I've had like a terrible idea. I kind of went home, put it by the wayside, didn't think much about it. I still kind of wanted to bring the idea of, you know, young people telling their stories, but I didn't really have a way of getting it out there. And so I kind of just let it go by the wayside. Like a month goes by, I get a super strange text from someone I don't really text that much. My phone's in my lap, I'm sitting in my living room, like clicking through the channels, you know, and all of a sudden I look down and it says Sydney Briggs, and it says, hey dude, your idea might not be that bad. So I text her back and she kind of filled me in on what her thoughts were.
Yeah. So basically what happened was, like, you know, the idea was planted in my head of this book that Colin so much wanted to write, whatever. So I was like, whatever. So I went on with my days and I was checking my Instagram and I didn't really realize how often I got DMs from girls and guys being like, hey, I really want to start my own business. Like, can you tell me a little bit about how you started yours? Like, can you give me some pointers? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, you know, like, I think this is where Colin's idea was going. Like, I'm going to text him and be like, hey, your idea wasn't that bad. Like, maybe you're onto something.
I think the thing was I didn't do a good job at fully explaining my idea. Tell me not, Sid. Like, it was kind of a bad job.
I just didn't really understand, like, a book. Like, what?
Yeah, so I kind of went back in and said, all right, look, over the summer, a smart guy told me reading a book is like getting to know someone. And one of my big mottos is sometimes it's not about all what you know. Sometimes it's about who you know. And so I thought, well, maybe we should, you know, maybe I should start reading more. And I actually, the stuff I wanted to read when I would Google it was things about people my own age that had their own small business and were doing super cool things to not only learn skills for the rest of their life, but also helps them make some money while they're in college and just getting out of college and they're supporting themselves. I thought that was super cool. But when I'd go online, all I was finding was information about people 19, 20, 25 years old that were in Forbes 30 under 30 that had these great ideas that are millionaires, billionaires at a super young age. And I couldn't, that felt so far away from me. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, how am I going to get from, you know, $10,000, $20,000 to a million? It just feels so far-fetched. And so I said, we need to come up with a platform that allows not only people to be discovered in terms of what they're doing in their business, but also gives other people a way to listen to those people and what they're doing, use it as a tool to enlighten and motivate someone else to write their own story and take the lessons from that someone else has already learned and apply it to your own journey. And so we kind of went in and started brainstorming together after she kind of finally, I think I got my point across that it wasn't that bad of an idea, Sid.
No, it wasn't. So finally, I was on board with this idea and we started brainstorming like, okay, book, that's just probably not where we want to go at the moment is a book. So we're like, okay, like, let's do a blog, like, right? Let's do a blog. So we started it. We interviewed a few people and we started writing their blog post stories. And we both kind of came to the conclusion that, like, someone telling their own story is just so different than us, like, writing it for them. Like, there's so much power in us, someone telling their story. So
we kind of decided, maybe we're not such good writers and this isn't exactly the avenue that we need to hit on. And so we said, well, if we're learning a lot by listening to these other people's stories, why don't we allow everyone to hear the stories? And that's where the idea of a podcast came to be, where we said, all right, let's still interview the people. Let's go out and find people that are doing super cool things at a young age, talk to them, let them tell their story, how they've seen it, how they've gone through problems, problem solving, you know, and created their own journey up to this point, and let everyone else hear it. And maybe someone out there can benefit from it and learn something that someone else has already done. I know for sure I'm definitely going to learn a ton from this. So once a week, we're going to be coming out with a new story on Mondays, and we're still totally didn't ditch the idea of a blog. We still have the blog. You can go on to thefoundersjournal.biz, and that's our website. You'll find every list of stories that we've done so far. It's going to have, at the end of every week, we're going to write a short write-up about what we talked about on that week. You can find that in the blog post. If you could, if you want to scroll through, read some different stories, and if you like one story in particular, go ahead, click on it. Listen to the full episode. See what someone else has to tell you. See if you can learn from it. I know that there's a whole different bunch of different cool ways people are out there making money, doing business, and it's in totally different avenues. So you don't have to have one thing in specific in mind.
Yeah, so we've already done a lot of the recordings for the episodes that we're going to be posting every Monday. And I can already tell you guys, like, Colin and I have learned so much already from their stories. We're learning alongside with you guys. Like, we just want to learn, you know, what these people are doing to, like, grow their businesses and, like, how they went through the trenches, went about their challenges and such. So we're so, so excited to finally be getting this out to you guys. Look out for our next episode on Monday, and we'll see you guys then.
Yep, see you guys Monday.